One other problem we have in this country right now, believe it or not, is the cinnamon challenge. Don't take the cinnamon challenge. That's the advice from doctors in a new report about a dangerous prank involving YouTube videos, which has led to hospitalizations and a surge in calls to U.S. poison centers. The fad involves daring someone to swallow a spoonful of ground cinnamon in 60 seconds or less without water. But the spice is causing serious choking, throat irritation, breathing trouble, and even collapsed lungs. A man that knows all about this is Dr. Cal Alder of UC Medical Center. And Dr. Alder, welcome to the Bill Cunningham Show. Doctor, how are you?
Great. Thanks very much for having me on.
Tell me about the cinnamon challenge. First of all, what are your credentials? Give us a little bit of your background.
Okay, so I'm a psychiatrist at UC Health. I have privileges at the University Hospital, and I'm a associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry.
So is this more of a mental problem for individuals, teenagers that do this, or is it a health problem?
Well, of course, it creates a health problem. But what's driving this is, I wouldn't say a mental problem, but, you know, a bad idea. It's teenagers. Now, I wish I could say this was only teenagers, but it's mostly driven by teenagers. Teenagers do impulsive things. Teenagers do, pardon my expression, stupid things because other teenagers dare them to do them. Or they see other teenagers doing them. And these kind of things happen. You know, when I was a kid, we did lots of stupid things, but it typically was confined to a small area, you know, my neighborhood.
Right.
Now with YouTube, we can spread it to the world, and these things go viral.
And what are the health problems? Before we talk about the psychiatric, I don't think it's psychiatric because I think young people exhibit extremely poor judgment. And when there's poor judgment and notoriety and fame and YouTube videos, that's a toxic mix. What are the possible health difficulties for those who take the cinnamon challenge?
Okay, so cinnamon itself isn't particularly poisonous. The problem is that it's kind of astringent. I mean, it'll burn you in a sense. So that's where the joke part of it is, right? You get a friend to eat a whole, I think it's a teaspoon of cinnamon, just raw cinnamon powder, in 60 seconds with no water, no nothing else. And what happens is it burns, you choke, it's tough. But then people cough, right? And people talk on these YouTube videos about this plume of orange smoke. Essentially, it's cinnamon powder. And then people often then inhale it again, right? They're choking, so they're coughing it out, they're inhaling it in. And cinnamon has cellulose, it has other chemicals, and so it can burn or even cause kind of fibrotic changes, meaning kind of just a swelling in the lungs, which short-term is bad for you, and long-term can be significantly harmful for a small minority of kids. And if, of course, you get asthma or something else, this can be terrible, even life-threatening.
Well, Dr. Alder, is it fair to say there's no high from this? It's not like sniffing glue or taking cough medicine. There's no high from this at all?
No, it's not that kind of a thing. It's not kids getting high off of this. It's kids doing it because other kids dare them to, or other kids are doing it, or it's kind of as a joke.
And so it is mainly as a challenge, which, what if one has health difficulties like asthma or breathing problems anyway or throat irritation? What could happen then?
Well, it's going to make it even worse, right? Because you're inhaling this really irritating powder substance. And if you already have asthma or trouble breathing or throat or lung problems, it's just going to make it worse.
Are there other substances other than cinnamon that could be used?
For the cinnamon challenge?
For this prank, yeah. I mean, could you have... I guess you could take
really anything
ground up cumin or anything like that.
Yeah, no, I hope you haven't just given someone an idea. Yeah.
I hope not. But as far as psychiatric, because you are a psychiatrist, is
right.
There some mental health component to this?
Look, we're psychiatrists, right? So as far as we're concerned, you know, we treat everything, right? Just normal, psychiatric, God forbid we give up anything. But, I wouldn't call it a psychiatric illness or disorder in that sense. It's, as you said, teenagers have been acting impulsively or doing things that are foolish for years, centuries.
I've done them. I've done stupid things.
Right.
Nothing like this. Now, since I have you here at UC Health and you're a psychiatrist, I've had on experts about the Boston bombers. How does somebody go? This is the quandary the president had Friday night. I don't understand why this happened. We got to discover why it happened. How does somebody go from a seemingly precocious, interesting, mentally healthy 19-year-old to under the sway of an older brother that gets him to plant a bomb next to the body of an 8-year-old boy hanging over an iron railing watching his father come by to applaud. How does somebody go from happy and healthy to homicidal sociopath almost instantly?
No, I got to tell you, obviously I've never interviewed any of the people involved, and so I'm just talking in generalities, not about the specific individuals. But, you know, we're all heavily influenced by our friends, by our family, often by close siblings. And, you know, when somebody who's really serious in our life, like an older brother who has got a powerful presence, or even a brother figure or father figure, often we'll do things to please them that we wouldn't normally do. And so even someone who's seemingly healthy and wouldn't have done this on their own can certainly be influenced to do things, you know, really horrible things, because someone you care about, somebody you respect, someone whom you want to respect you, tells you to do them.
And in this case, we're not talking about a spoonful of cinnamon or drinking too much beer or driving with somebody who's been drinking or drunk or trying marijuana. We're talking about an explosive device specifically put next to the person of a little child to murder that child. And then the next day, the perpetrator goes to classes, goes to a party, smokes some pot, raps a little bit, goes to a party, goes back to school and works out, lifts some weights. It's almost as if there was a shutting down between what you did and reality. How's that possible?
Well, I suspect it's just exactly as you said, a shutting down where, again, obviously I don't know the people involved, but people ignore things. They wall things off, things that they don't want to think about. And I can only think that that's what was going on here, that people made effort just to wall off these elements, didn't think about it.
How did Jakar, he went from most people who knew him, he went to an elite public high school, and then he went to a college, University of Massachusetts, right, in which everyone said he was popular, had some girlfriends. He was on Twitter, smoked some pot. He loved to listen to rap music. He had lots of friends. And within a few weeks, he went to radical Muslim sociopath murderer, because no one could have a divorced part of his life more than Jakar Tsarnaev. And what he went through, I mean, I guess we're still going to analyze it. What I say, he was a jihadist. And how do you turn from a happy, healthy teenage boy to a jihadist that quickly? And you're saying it was the influence of an older, respected brother.
Well, I'm not saying it was. Obviously, I don't know him. I can't say what could have been involved. But certainly, influence of older brothers, people important in our lives, they carry a lot of weight.
Yeah.
I mean, in some ways, the most weight.
Yeah, most of all. All right, Dr. Cal Alder, you would say, don't take the cinnamon challenge. And lastly, parents who live in Mason, Westchester, Florence, is this something to talk to your kids about or not?
No, absolutely. I'm talking to you, and it never hurts to talk to your kids. And parents who worry that they'll be putting ideas in their kids' heads, these days, kids know about this long before we do. So I don't think we need to worry about giving them new ideas. They know about this. So talk about it. Find out what they're thinking. Make sure they know the consequences.
All right, Dr. Alder of UC Health, you're a great American, and thanks for coming on the Bill Cunningham Show.